Hundreds of children with special educational needs in parts of Dublin and Cork are being transported to schools out of their areas because local schools aren't providing the classes and supports they need. In South Dublin alone, €63,000 is being spent each day on transporting students with additional needs so they can attend special classes and schools. The figure, reported in today's Irish Examiner, was obtained under a Freedom of Information request by Involve Autism, a parental support and advocacy group. Stuart is the father of twin boys who have autism. His boys are now attending a local school, but he spoke to our reporter Kate Egan about the difficulties he had in trying to get them a place near where they live in Dublin.
Twins were diagnosed about 3 years ago now, and when they got diagnosed, like a lot of parents, I was kind of struggling to understand how to get a school place in the area. So I was part of an Involve Autism group, a local advocacy group, which kind of guided me through the process. And over the next year after they got diagnosed, I probably applied for 12 to 14 schools. But what I found, and really to my surprise at the time, there was literally no school places for autistic kids within the area. We were really challenged getting a place, and extremely frustrating, very worrying. And one day, literally, I took a day off work and I went around and knocked on doors of the schools in the local area. And I met a principal up in Harold's Cross, told her my story around the twins. And, you know, she was very sympathetic, totally understood the problem I had. And about two or three days later, she rang and said, "Look, I don't have a place at the moment, but how about we work together and see what we can do?" And, you know, it was so encouraging to hear. And over the next year, then we worked together, working as a team. Certainly felt she was pulling in my corner and we were all pulling in the one direction, and worked with dealing with the Department of Education and the NTSE to finally find a place in the July before they started in September. So really positive experience, a brilliant principal that really helped me along the way. And the kids have been, you know, really flourishing and developing massively since they started in the school last September.
What kind of a difference do you think it's made, the fact that you've been able to get a school in your local area for them?
I just think it's they feel part of the community. It's an inclusion thing for me. You know, what I've heard previously that, you know, a lot of the special needs kids are getting on buses and travelling 4, 5, 10, 15 miles outside of the community. I certainly feel with the boys going to a local school, they feel part of the community. They're involved in the local GA club too. You know, they're passing their friends as they go to school each day. And to be honest, from a point of view of feeling part of inclusive, you know, since we went into the actual school itself, we feel very much part of the school. It's not a special unit on the outside. They're very much front and centre of the school activities. And the inclusive nature of it, you know, has really helped them. And as I said, they've developed massively since they went into the school.
A parent, Stuart, speaking there to our reporter, Kate Egan. Let's talk now to Irish Examiner reporter Mick Clifford, who has the story today. Mick, you've reported on this FOI information in relation to the cost of school transport, but you've also done some analysis on the availability of what are called autism spectrum disorder classes, ASD classes, in schools in Dublin and Cork. What have you found?
Yes, Brian, ASD classes typically would be for children who are possibility of putting them into mainstream education, but not mainstream classes, and they typically have about six students. Now, these are figures that were compiled by Involve Autism that was mentioned there by Stuart and by educationalists in Cork. And for example, if you take Cork, within Cork City, there are 26 secondary schools. Out of those, last year, only 9 of them provided ASD classes. And of those 9, 8 were DESH schools. That has changed slightly this year, as in there's 11 providing them, of which 9 are DESH schools. Similarly, in Dublin, within the M50, you have 130 post-primary schools. And out of those, only 23 have ASD classes, of which only 2 are non-DESH. Now, putting that in context, DESH schools are about, there's about 4 times as many non-DESH schools as there are DESH schools. Mm. DESH schools are given extra resources on the basis of social disadvantage. What that shows is that proportionately, there's far, far more ASD classes provided in areas where you've DESH schools rather than non-DESH schools. And in many instances, and you referenced there the amount that's being spent in transporting children around South Dublin, in many instances what you have is children being taken out of their own communities to be educated in a completely different community, many miles away, very often, because their own community is not providing those classes.
So, for example, in the Dublin context, it would not be unusual for children who have additional educational needs and who live in the South Dublin area to be travelling to other parts of the city across, you know, quite a number of miles to access the education they need. I mean, it's something that Eamon Ryan, the Green Party leader, has spoken about in relation to this and the absence of these classes in certain parts of the city in Dublin, and as you're saying elsewhere as well.
That's right. Last year, Eamon Ryan, he said it in the Dáil, and he said it, perhaps tongue-in-cheek or whatever, but he made a point. He said Dublin 6, which would be pretty affluent area of South Dublin, he said, we're too posh, we're so high up in the league tables, we couldn't afford to have an autism school. Now, and he was making that point on the basis, he said publicly, he had an autistic child himself. I suppose two issues arise there. One is the right of every child, presumably, to be educated within their own community, and this should apply to children with additional needs as much as any other child. The other issue is there is very much a suspicion that in the more affluent areas, there is greater emphasis on academic achievement to the detriment of the inclusion that would ensure that there are these classes there. There is one other element to it, and that is that in fee-paying secondary schools, the state does not make any provision whatsoever for ASD classes. I asked the department about this. They replied that as far as they're concerned, there's already enough provision of ASD classes in non-fee paying schools. That, as is fairly obvious, is something that would be highly disputed by parents who have children, who have autistic children.
Very good. Michael Clifford from the Irish Examiner, thank you for that.